Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'd like to ask a question about your family. Would you say they're hard to please at dinner time? Well, if they are, here's a tip for you. You can have a successful meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Today is the day that Penny Gibbs' mother, Grace, is to arrive in Rossville with her ailing husband, Jed. Penny has been given only a hint of the nature of Jed's illness, but something has told her that it's serious. With Nora Williams' help, Penny prepares the guest room.
If you get on the other side of the bed, Nora, we can make it in half the time.
All right, Miss Gibbs, but I can do it by myself if you'll let me.
No, Nora. We'll get the room ready together and get it done in half time.
All right.
Pull the sheet a little bit in your direction.
Okay. There, how's that?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be centered now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You better tuck the bottom in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crickets, but this sheet is a big one.
It's double size. I like big sheets when I can get them.
Looks almost big enough for a double bed.
Mm-hmm, it is just about. Well, you make hospital corners too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I've been making hospital corners since I was a little girl.
Did you learn that from your mother?
Oh, no. Mother was too sick to show me how to do anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nora.
Oh, it's a long time ago. I can hardly remember. Daddy taught me how to make a bed. And what a hard time I had learning. I tore the bed apart every time I tried. That was at first.
Oh, I had a pretty bad time with it myself at first, but it's kind of simple once you know how.
Mm-hmm. Daddy says everything is simple once you know how.
Well, I agree with him. You have a great deal of faith in your father, don't you, Nora?
Mm-hmm. I think he's just super, Miss Gibbs. And I felt so sorry for him after Mother died. Oh, here, let me help you with the top sheet, too, Miss Gibbs.
All right. You know, you've scarcely mentioned your mother before this, Nora. Were you very little?
I was 6 when she died. I really didn't know what had happened. All I knew was that she wasn't around anymore. Daddy sent me to a neighbor's house that day and to spend the night. When I came home the next day, I saw that Mother was gone and Daddy'd been crying. And even though I didn't really know what it was all about, I knew it was something bad.
Well, it's very difficult for children to understand those things, Nora.
Oh, I understood after a little while. Daddy explained it to me. And it was a funny thing. Well, it's funny as I look back on it. All the time he was telling me he was trying not to upset me too much. And all the time I was listening, I was hoping he wasn't too upset. And then when it was all over, we both cried a little. And when we stopped crying, I knew everything was going to be all right because we were good friends and always would be good friends.
He's really made up for the loss of your mother, hasn't he?
I guess so. Oh, yes, of course he has. But there have been times when I wished I had a mother to talk to. And there have been times when Daddy's wished the same thing. You know, he's awfully smart. Crickets, he knows there are things a girl just has to talk about that she can't talk about with a man, even if it's her daddy.
Well, Nora, I'd be glad to talk to you about anything you like.
Oh, golly, thanks, Miss Gibbs. But, oh, Crickets, I shouldn't stand here and talk about myself when there's so much to do. And I feel just terrible that you have to help me.
Well, I feel just terrible when I don't help you. No, when you came here, it wasn't to keep house, but to take care of the baby.
But Valerie isn't a full-time job, Miss Gibbs. And besides, I like to keep house. It's getting me in practice for when I have my own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, have you ever been in love?
Yes, I have, Nora. At least I think I have. Look, let's finish making the bed.
Yes, Miss Gibbs.
No, the pillows are all fluffed up nicely and the bed's all ready if Jed needs it.
I said something awfully wrong, didn't I, Miss Gibbs?
No, Nora.
I hope not. And I hope you'll forgive me if I did. Well, it's just that when I begin to think and talk about Freddie, I don't know what I'm saying.
Nora, I'm very happy for you.
Do you think Freddie loves me, Miss Gibbs?
Well, I don't know. I never asked him. And he's never said that he does in so many words. But I have an idea that...
Yes?
Well, I have an idea that he's very fond of you. Maybe even in love with you, Nora.
Oh.
And for your sake, I hope he is, because I think there's a great deal of happiness for both you and Freddie.
Oh, I don't see how we can be anything but happy.
Well, happiness is a very strange and elusive thing, Nora. But I think you and Freddie will find it. You know, I'll tell you something.
What?
Life does strange things to us sometimes. It shows us happiness, where to find it. It leads us there. It puts it almost within our reach, and then suddenly it snatches it away.
I've heard Daddy talk like that sometimes when he's been very low. Why does that happen, Miss Gibbs?
I don't know, Nora. It could be one of so many things or a lot of things put together. Some people put the answer under the blanket heading of fate, but I just think that's a way of avoiding facts.
But if two people love each other, I mean really love each other, doesn't that mean they'll be happy?
Oh, barring accidents and changes beyond their control, it does.
Something bad happened to you once, didn't it?
Yes, Nora, it did. And not so long ago. Though in many ways it seems as if it happened 1,000 years ago in another world.
Was it very awful?
At the time it was very awful. At the time it was the most awful thing that ever happened to me. But I got over it, Nora. And now that I look back at it, it doesn't seem so bad. You know, memory sometimes has a nice way of dulling the hurt.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, I hate to think of you being hurt.
And I hate to think of you being hurt, Nora. That's why I hope so hard that things for you and Freddie will work out the way you want them to. And for some reason, I think they will, Nora. Look, darling, you're both young. You're both free from outside influence.
Oh, Crickets, being in love makes me feel awful. If something happened to make me fall out of love, I guess I'd feel even worse, wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm, you would. You would until you could forget it. Nora, it's the memory of it that's so hard to take. It's remembering it that hurts me a little bit.
Oh, Crickets, Miss Gibbs, I did the wrong thing asking you about it, didn't I?
No, Nora, you aren't the one who reminded me about it. He reminds me about it all the time.
He does? You still see him?
I see him almost every day. So do you.
It's Mr. Keith.
It's Mr. Keith.
Golly, I knew you were awfully good friends, but I had no idea that you... Well, that you were special to each other.
Sometimes, Nora, I wonder whether we were special or not.
What do you mean, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, it's a long story. I'd better tell it to you some other time. Come on now. We'll get the vacuuming done because Mother and Jed will be here and... Nora, look!
Huh?
Look, that car just stopped in front of the house.
Yes, I saw it too, Miss Gibbs. Looks a little like an ambulance.
That's what it is, Nora. It is an ambulance. Look, you see that everything's all right in here. I'll go out and meet them.
All right, Miss Gibbs. I'll have the room finished in just a minute.
Golly, oh, golly, oh, golly, oh, golly, oh, golly. Mother! Mother!
Jenny, darling, don't come out here without your coat. You get your desk.
I don't care. Oh, Mother.
Jenny, darling.
Oh, Mother, what's the matter with him?
Now, darling, it's nothing to get excited about. Jed's all right.
Of course, I'm all right.
Oh, Jed.
No, child, don't look as if I were a ghost. Wheel me out of this overgrown chariot and get me into the house.
You're in a wheelchair. Oh, Jed.
Well, all right. But I don't know why I have to pretend I'm an invalid to get hugged and kissed like that.
Jed.
Never mind the old Jed. Come on, wheel me out of here and let's get in the house and get me something to eat.
You see, Penny, he's really not very sick. He has the same wonderful appetite.
Oh, it's good to see both of you.
Come
Come on, Mother. You take one side of the wheelchair. I'll take the other.
Well, the attendants will move in Penny.
They will not. I want you and Penny to wheel me in the house. If I'm going to be sick, I want to be taken care of by beautiful women, by a couple of uniformed muscles.
All right, dear.
But I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to be sick. I have to see how much fuss you're going to make. Darn near roasted. Think I better wheel myself back a little.
Come on, I'll do it for you.
No. You don't. I wheel myself from now on. I run this contraption into the house by myself, too, only it's uphill. You see how I move myself around this chair?
Mm-hmm. You do it beautifully. You're sure you don't want to go upstairs and go to bed for a while,
Not till it's dark. Can't stand going to bed in the daytime. Where's Grace?
Mother's in the kitchen with Nora, getting you something to eat.
How far away is the kitchen? 20 miles?
They're fixing you something very special. Now, it'll be out in just a little while.
No, better be. Hey, gosh, child, I think you're looking more beautiful every day.
Oh, thank you, darling. And honestly, Jed, you are looking well. Your face is full and your color's good.
It makes you wonder what's the matter with me, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. You aren't faking, are you?
Well, now, maybe I am, just to see how much your mother loves me. In sickness and in health, the preacher said. Well, I did all right while I was healthy. I sort of thought I'd test your mother by pretending to be sick.
I wouldn't put that past you. You always did like to play jokes. Jed. Seriously, what's wrong? Mother won't tell me.
Your mother doesn't know what's the matter with me. The doctors don't know what's the matter with me. And I don't know what's the matter with me. And there isn't anything the matter with me except that I just can't walk.
Oh, no.
Infernal nuisance not being able to walk, too. And I like to walk. Been walking all my life. Maybe that's the trouble.
Well, what do you mean, maybe that's the trouble?
Well, maybe my legs are just plain tired out and they've decided to rest a while.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that is it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just as soon as your legs are rested, they'll be walking again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is it. I know you'll be walking again, Jed. I know that.
You don't know anything of the sort, child. And the doctors say I'll never walk again. Never. They say I'll never get out of this wheelchair.
Oh, darling.
Yep, that's what they say. Bunch of them put their heads together and did a lot of mumbling and buzzing that I couldn't make head or tail of. And then they came up with the news that I'd never walk again. But, you know something, child?
No, what?
They've convinced the folks in Mapleton I'm going to spend the rest of my life in this pushcart. They convinced your mother and her friends. And like as not, they'll talk you into it, too. But they haven't been able to get me to agree to it. And they never will.
So Jed Billings is confined to a wheelchair. Is his mysterious illness going to make him an invalid and burden to his family the rest of his life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, did you know this? Did you know that Kroger quality beef is the best beef that's available on today's market? Yes, you can buy this beef with confidence that it'll be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful, rich juices. Get some and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. But mind you, Kroger quality beef is an exclusive Kroger feature. That means you can get Kroger quality beef at your neighborhood Kroger store only. A tasty buy, a thrifty buy. You'll want to treat your family to Kroger quality beef just as soon as possible. So don't delay. Get deliciously tender and juicy Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Listen in again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.